Those familiar with Doug Bowman know he loves to tinker. The 62-year-old Rigby resident has been a hot cell technician at the Idaho National Laboratory's Naval Reactors Facility for the last 18 years. In his spare time, he can be seen restoring and tweaking old cars and motorcycles. About 3 years ago, he picked up another hobby.
I just restore antique radios.
Placed throughout the interior of his 5,000-square-foot home are eight console radios dating back to the 1930s and 40s, all of which Bowman has spent many hours meticulously refurbishing. Most of the radios were purchased inexpensively from garage sales and homeowners throughout Idaho, Utah, and Montana, where they sat untouched for years.
A lot of these are like true barn finds, like they were literally out in a barn. Covered with, you know, mouse nests, cobwebs, pretty bad shape, some of them.
Bowman spends about 60 hours per radio, cleaning them up and stripping out the old tubes and circuits. He replaces those with current radio and stereo technology, and also puts a new finish on the wooden exterior. Seeing the transformation of every console he works on is what Bowman finds most rewarding.
I love seeing them go from, you know, just dilapidated, you know, really bad looking to just these beautiful pieces of furniture, you know. And I think that's my favorite part, is to just to see the change from when I got them to when they're finished. And you know, when people see them, they just say, wow, they're beautiful. They're beautiful pieces of furniture. And they are. They did really good work back then, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the old saying, they don't make them like they used to.
Another appealing aspect for Bowman is hearing the stories people tell about them.
Almost every time I buy one, there's, you know, the people go, oh, this belonged to my grandmother, or this was my great-grandmother's, and then they'll tell me a story about how they had it in their home and how they used to listen to them when they were little. And kind of in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, why are you getting rid of them then?
Bowman says it was his wife, Brenda, who got him interested in doing this in the first place. In December of 2017, she found an old Philco set for sale in Idaho Falls and thought her husband would enjoy fixing it up.
The site shuts down for the holidays, and so he has a lot of time off during that period. And he's a doer, and he loves to be busy and doing things, and I thought that it would just be a good project for him and I to do together through the holidays.
That first restoration project lasted much longer than anticipated because there was such a learning curve. That old Philco radio is now proudly displayed in the couple's living room.
And now here we are 3 years later, and you guys have yeah. eight of them in your house. So
yep.
Have you created a monster?
I think so. I, you know, to be honest, I did not know at the time that he would connect with that so much.
What started as a one-time project has now become a passion. In the last 3 years, Bowman has restored nearly a dozen radios, with two more waiting in the wings. Several people have purchased radios from him, and he says he's willing to sell some of his handiwork for the right price.
I get so attached to them, you know, because I yeah. put so much work into them, and they're just beautiful. I would sell them, you know, but the problem is usually the electronics that I put back into them are usually anywhere from $300 to $400. You know, if I ask $600, I don't know if people are willing to do that.
Giving new life to old technology has taught Bowman a lot and given him a better understanding of how radio has evolved over the years. He says it's given him a better appreciation for different kinds of music.
Back in my day, I was kind of a rebel, and I loved the 70s rock music, and now I'm more like easy listening. They call it chill wave radio. You know, I have hundreds of artists that I listen to that probably nobody's even heard of, because that's what these sound best playing.
He also appreciates having them in his home as a throwback to a once popular form of entertainment from an era now long past.
Back then, they didn't have TVs, computers, you know, all that kind of stuff. They'd turn on the old radio, gather around, and listen to an old broadcast.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
A lot of them, you know, maybe that's where they first heard of you know, the bombing of Pearl Harbor or the ending of the war, or, and that's how they got the news and their information. And that's what I like, is to think that I'm keeping them going, you know, they're keeping right. the history alive.
In Rigby, I'm Rhett Nelson, EastIdahoNews.com.